AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Today is Memorial Day. 99-year-old D-Day veteran Vincent Corsini is remembering.
I wouldn't exchange my experience for $1 million, but I wouldn't go through it again for $1 million.
The Burlington, North Carolina resident was 19 when he went to war. The commander-in-chief is visiting Japan today, letting loose on Democratic presidential contender Joe Biden.
I can tell you that Joe Biden was a disaster. His administration with President Obama, they were basically a disaster when it came to so many things, whether it was economy, whether it was military defense. No matter what it was, they had a lot of problems. So I'm not a fan.
He said he agrees with North Korea's Kim Jong-un that Joe Biden is a low IQ individual. He also said he's not personally bothered by short-range missile tests that North Korea conducted this month. And he says the U.S. is not ready to make a trade deal with China, but he's leaving open the possibility of an agreement at some point. Two people are dead and dozens of others injured after a tornado tore through a mobile home park near Oklahoma City over the weekend. The tornado touched down in El Reno, about 25 miles west of Oklahoma City. The two people who were killed were in the mobile home park. El Reno Mayor Matt White.
Pray for the families. People have absolutely lost everything. You're not going to believe the devastation. You've seen some of the pictures of those poor families that were in that trailer house.
The National Weather Service says the tornado had wind speeds of 136 to 165 miles per hour. Early Sunday, another tornado destroyed several buildings and downed trees and power lines in the Tulsa suburb of Sepulpa. Hall of Fame quarterback Bart Starr has died. He was 85. This is AP Radio News. AP correspondent Shelley Adler has more now on the legendary Bart Starr.
The Packers chose Starr out of the University of Alabama with the 200th pick in the 1956 draft. After Vince Lombardi's arrival in 1959, Starr led Green Bay to 6 division titles, 5 NFL championships, and wins in the first 2 Super Bowls. Starr was inducted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame in 1977. Starr had been in failing health since suffering a serious stroke in 2014. The Packers announced the death, citing his family. I'm Shelley Adler.
Billionaire businessman and Cleveland Cavaliers owner Dan Gilbert is recovering this morning after suffering symptoms of a stroke. He is 57 years old. A statement says he's recovering comfortably after going to a hospital early yesterday with stroke-like symptoms. Gilbert has owned the Cavaliers since 2005. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.